Hello, I'm Dr. Alberto Villoldo. I am a psychologist and medical anthropologist who has studied the healing traditions of the shamans of the Americas for the last 25 years. Early in my career, I directed the Biological Self-Regulation Laboratory at San Francisco State University, studying the mind-body interface. The question we were asking ourselves was, we know that the mind can create psychosomatic disease, but can it also create psychosomatic health? After a number of years of slicing and dicing and staining the brain and looking at it under the microscope, I decided that perhaps I was looking out of the wrong end of the microscope, that instead of going smaller and smaller, perhaps I had to go bigger and bigger, perhaps even to study a worldview in which our very notions of time and space were questioned. I gave up my laboratory and headed to the Andes and the Amazon to study with medicine men and women who did not have access to technology as we did, but had to rely on the extraordinary capabilities of the mind to not only heal the body, but to create the world that we live in, to do what the shamans call dreaming the world into being. Early in my travels, I spent time with the Hopi, as well as with the Navajo, the Mayans in Central America, but my studies ultimately took me to the Inca in South America, an extraordinary civilization who had not been touched by the conquest and who had not been decimated the way that indigenous peoples had been throughout the Americas, who preserved an intact body of knowledge of healing through the practice of energy medicine. These medicine men and women understood that we are surrounded by a luminous energy field that organizes the physical body in the same way that a magnet will organize iron filings on a piece of glass. Whereas in the West, we are concerned with moving around the iron filings through medicine, through surgery, through medication. These healers understood that you could shift the luminous matrix and the iron filings would follow, that you could bring about change at the level of the luminous matrix and that the body would follow, and that we could create new bodies that age differently, that heal differently, and that die differently. This is the knowledge that I have been seeking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?